This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Broadcasting and streaming live all across America, this is Home Talk USA with Michael King, where we will discuss topics pertaining to your home with industry-leading experts. Michael King is a licensed general contractor with more than 30 years of experience in home improvements and the author of Contracting with the King. Join us this hour for our segment, Invent America, with your co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton. Discover what's next in the home improvement industry and explore new products and innovations. Or if you have that next great big idea, learn what it takes to bring your invention to the world as Michael King and Rita Crompton talk to America's inventors and innovators. Remember, the America of tomorrow is being invented today. We invite you to visit us at HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, we proudly present Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Yeah, hey, welcome America. That's right. This is the Invent America show, part of the Home Talk USA radio family. We talk to inventors from around the globe. We talk about the process where me and my co-hosts, we actually go out there and we travel the roads and look for the products of the future, the great ideas, and how you take a product from an idea to the drawing paper, to the patent process, legal process. Nobody ever thinks about the marketing process, and that's what we're going to talk about today also. But I'd like to welcome to the show right now my co-host, Rita Crompton, the inventor lady herself, fresh off the National Hardware Show. We are kind of getting back and getting our legs beneath us again. Rita, welcome to the show, Rita.
Thank you so much, Michael. It's always a pleasure. And you're exactly right. We always learn things at the show. And so our topic today is about what we refer to as barriers to entry. But kind of in layman's term, what it means is the issue that a particular industry has for allowing a new product to hit the shelves.
Yeah, that's another thing we need to talk about, because you might have that next great idea, but it's the process of really trying to get it licensed and get it to the market that you might have some other snags that you might not know about, you know?
Exactly. I mean, next week we're going to talk about how you do your own market research, because that was another thing that we talked about at the show quite a bit. But today it's really about those challenges for a particular industry. Let me give you an example. For a pet product, all of the shelf space in those big pet areas, the PetSmarts, the Pet.com, it is owned by maybe four or five companies in the country. And so if you don't get their attention, those stores are not going to put your product on the shelf space. So what do you do? It's not that you don't do your product. It's how do you get around that? Years ago, we had a product, and he's like, all right, who would use this product? And so when we started talking about it, holy cow, they went to the doggy daycare centers. It was picked up by the whole national chain of doggy daycares. And so they were selling it on Amazon and the doggy daycares. So knowing the challenge helps you get around the challenge.
That's really a good point. So tell us a little bit about the show we got planned today.
All right. So our first guest today is Tim Hewlett, and he's going to talk about what he learned at the show. And then our expert, Michael Miller, he was the one at the show that said, all right, Tim, this is a cool product. Everybody loves it. But let's talk about this issue that you've got. And then our second guest is going to be Jasmine, and her name is Jasmine Sturr. She invented her own home health care product that would deal with her issue, but she's got a completely different barrier to entry. And so Every industry is going to have some kind of barrier to entry. And our job is to help those inventors out there understand what they might be.
And so you have a multi-purpose show today, right? You have and then you got Michael Miller coming on later on in the show also, right, Mike?
Right, because he was on the other side of things, where I help inventors get through the process. Michael was the one that, you know, Danko owned all the shelf space at Home Depot. If you couldn't get Danko's attention, you weren't going to get into Home Depot. So he's got a very personal, you know, experience with this barrier to entry topic. And like I said, he was the one that pointed out the one that Tim has to deal with for a Luma ladder. So he's our expert in multiple ways today, kind of our go-to guy to help inventors understand, you know, that there are issues out there and how best to deal with them.
So we have Tim Hewlett, who he was on the show before, the ladder inventor, and then Jasmine right. Sturr. We're going to talk about home health care, I think, right? And
right.
Michael Miller.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. We're going to start broadening out besides just what we would see at home, you know, the National Hardware Show, now that it's over, that there's a lot of other industries that our regular inventors invent for. So we want to start, you know, giving them their due.
And, okay, so tell us a little bit about your website again, you know, how people can really get on the show.
Okay, perfect. So go to Inventor Lady and click on that button that is right under the Inventor Lady logo that says, would you like to be on the show? And then fill it in. It shoots right back to me. And that way then we can start kind of putting these different people that have asked to be on the show in the right category. So what we do is we set a topic for the day, and then I go out and look for those inventors that would be able to talk about that issue. And so we've got, you know, some coordination to it. I can line up the right expert for that inventor. But it's real easy, and then we send out, you can see what your local channel is. We've got all kinds of links on the website so that you can get the answers you want. And if you can't find it, just send me an email, and one of the team will get back to you and answer the questions.
Well, I'll tell you what, I know we had a great time at the National Hardware Show, and we, I think what you had, 25 inventors there?
We did.
So how, I know you're setting up for next year, right? And we're going to talk about that probably in upcoming weeks. Get your space up in the future, you know, so.
Absolutely, because we're going to be organizing our space differently, just to get the better traffic going through it. We were in an ideal location last year. We want the people to be able to walk through easily, so there'll be different aisles within our own booth, which will be kind of exciting. And you're exactly right. I've had a lot of people who were just walking the show last year that have asked to go with us. So we'll start getting that news out there, and a lot of the inventors who were in our booth want to go with us again. It's always exciting when, you know, we get off one and we're ready to start going on the next one. So we've laid out, you know, kind of our floor plan for our booth, getting all of that signed up, signed the contract already. So we will be there. We will be in West Hall next year instead of North Hall, South Hall that we were in this year. So we'll be back in the new building. It was a wonderful building. We were there twice before. And you know that because you were broadcasting. Okay, I've got a classic question for you. Are you going to be broadcasting from our booth next year?
Of course.
Oh, well, all right then.
You got to get that advertised. Hey, I'm going to even be staying at your mansion. So what are we talking about?
There you go. There you go.
I would say your rented mansion.
Yes, it is a rented house. So yes, we would love to have you.
Oh,
although
man.
we might get you to do a little Elvis for us.
There you go, Vibber. All right, Vibber.
Okay.
All right, we're going to take a short break. That's right. We're going to have an upcoming guest and topic. This is the Invent America Show, part of the Home Talk USA radio family. We're going to come back with our first guest, our first topic right here. Don't forget, we are streaming live on the World Wide Web at HometalkTV.com. That's HometalkTV.com. You can also go to the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNLive.com. And finally, if you can't catch us there, you can always go to the Inventor Lady website herself, InventorLady.com. So right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network, we're going to be right back. Yay! With our first guest.
USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the Inventor Lady, Rita Crompton.
All right, welcome back to the show. That's right, this is the Invent America show, part of the Home Talk USA radio family, along with my co-host, Miss Rita Crompton, the Inventor Lady. Rita, who's our first guest?
Our first guest is Tim Hewlett, and he is the inventor of Alumi-Ladder. And we featured Alumi-Ladder at the hardware show a couple of weeks ago. And actually, Tim was invited up on stage to demo the Alumi-Ladder twice, I think, right, Tim?
Yeah, my partner did. He did, yeah.
Yeah, Donnie went up on stage. And so, you know, great feedback on Alumi-Ladder. Everybody loved it. And the one thing that that we learned is what we refer to as the barrier to entry. So, Tim, first of all, thank you so much for being with us today. I get kind of excited and jump ahead of things a little bit. But thank you for being with us. And tell everybody what is Alumi-Ladder so that they can visualize it in their head.
It's strip lights that are on a step ladder, and it came out of the need. I have a construction company that we were always dealing with temporary lights in bigger jobs. We were doing schools, and we just couldn't see. So I was going to buy one. I thought I'd find one with a ladder with lights on it. Well, that's, let's make a short story out of it. It wasn't there. So I decided that I'd find a partner, and the guy that dealt in electronics, and that's what we did. And we brought it up and have several prototypes. We've been working at it a long time.
But, yeah, and so one of the things, you kind of had started to have an inkling that there was an issue, but at the show, Michael Miller came and really explained then what we refer to as the barrier of entry. And so explain to everybody a little bit, if you can, of what you learned that keeps you from selling this as an accessory to stores and what you need to do about it.
Actually, we had a letter of intent with a company about 4 years ago, one of the bigger companies. I won't mention who it is, but they were a go with it, and it was actually a ladder company. And then they changed CEOs, and certain things happened, and for whatever reasons. But I noticed, I was doing research about them, and I noticed about the litigation on people suing ladder companies, and it was constant. I mean, they were always dealing with some lawsuit. And I kind of got an inkling we were going to maybe run into a problem with that. But we just kept pushing forward. And actually, we're still dealing with some insurance companies as we speak, trying to figure out a way to get this thing on the market without, you know, it being a litigation problem. But I guess you become a liability if you get anybody off the ground. And every step stool, ladder, you know, people are going to climb up it. That's the purpose.
But right.
That's where I saw it. And then a man that Rita had with her in the booth, he explained it some more because some of his colleagues had told him and said that it's a big liability.
You can't sell it as an accessory unless you have, what was it, some ridiculous amount of 50, product liability insurance?
$50 million. $50 million policy.
Yeah, before a store like an Ace Hardware would put you in the store as an add-on, you would have to prove to them that you had a $50 million product liability insurance.
Yeah, and personally, we would have to, if we sold it on the Internet, would probably, I mean, we're sticking ourselves out there, so we're going to have to, either way,
right.
We've got to figure out how to get this insured. So
the the option then is to license it to a ladder company so that it falls under their policy.
Yeah, it's easier. It's easier for them. That's why we were with a ladder company early on, and then that was in our patent pending too. And we have patents in Europe because that's what they wanted. We got a patent in Europe and Canada, and it's still pending in Mexico. But you know, they're slow roll everything. But the the deal is we would have never got any foreign patents on it if we were, you know, weren't going to go there and weren't going to be with them. But they're all through Europe, the company that I'm talking about. But it's a hurdle. It seriously is.
Yeah, and it's like what we're learning is that every industry has got its own hurdles, like you would say. That's a very good word for it. So there's always some kind of issue that's going to be out there. And the sooner you realize what that issue is, the better you can deal with it. And I would imagine for some inventors, it's a no-go when you realize what it is. And other inventors, if you do it, you know, figure it out, it gives you a better angle on the way to go after it.
Oh, yeah, it speeds up, just like the guy that you had talking to us. It confirmed us, you know, and it gave us the new track to go on when we got back. And if you want to get your product shown, you go there with Rita because those people are there. It was amazing. I was amazed at the buyers and the people that I was in a show at Louisville, Kentucky, 3 or 4 years ago, and it was a good show, but it wasn't nothing compared to that show that you were with, Rita.
Oh, thank you. We enjoyed having you and your team along with us. It was it was a very good show. It was nice to see the number of exhibitors and the number of attendees again starting to build to where it was pre-pandemic.
Yeah, it was an exciting and a lot of work, but anything you do is so.
That's exactly right. So when we look then about going out and identifying, you know, the ladder companies for you and being able to help you get this teed up then for licensing, I mean, your product was wonderful. That's why you kept getting invited to be on stage and show off, really, in front of the audience. So we know there's a need for it. We know that people really liked it. You've had really good feedback. Now we just have to deal with that issue of getting a license so that it falls under than somebody else's product liability.
Well, Tim, we have to run. Tim, we have to run. We're up against the clock. Tim has a website, right? The Illumaladder at Gmail. That's his email.
Illumaladder.com. Illumaladder.com. But if you go to my website, he's one of the products featured on my website, so he's easy to reach.
All right. What's that website again now?
InventorLady.com or Illumaladder.com. Either one.
Tim, thank you for being our guest, my friend. Good luck to you.
Hey, no problem. Thank you, guys.
Keep us posted how you're making out with that licensing agreement. All right.
Okay. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. When we come back off a break, we're going to have another guest, another topic, right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network, streaming live on the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNLive.com. You're listening to the Invent America segment of Home Talk USA. On behalf of my co-hosts, Invent a Lady, I'll be right back. Yeah.